This is Rob Castellano for AmazonAvenue.com. Today we're lucky enough to be chatting with Mets minor league pitcher Toby Stoner. Toby, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. Now, obviously, I wanted to start off with your 2010 season, but before that, wanted to ask about your shoulder. I know you were shut down in mid-August with a shoulder strain. How's that feeling?
It was actually a bone chips and a bone spur in the elbow.
That oh, really?
That shut me down. The elbow's doing great. It's recovering really well. The shoulder is still a little bit sore, but we're trying to get through that and hopefully be ready for spring training.
Okay, yeah. Now, to get back to your 2010, I have to imagine it was a bit of a disappointing year, and I'm sure it was affected by the injuries. To kind of go over it, you got the call really early on in mid-April. Fortunately, you only made one appearance before you were sent back down, and you never were actually able to get back. Beyond that, you kind of struggled a little bit more with Buffalo than you had in 2009. Now, how would you describe your 2010, and what would you say was the main reason for those struggles?
I would say the way I would describe it is a battle. I went out there every day with a sore arm or I didn't have the same mechanics I always had, but I tried to go out there and try to give 5 to 6 innings the best I could just to keep the team in the game. But it was disappointing because I did not pitch the way I know how to pitch. I wasn't locating well. I did not have near the action on my breaking balls. I was leaving pitches up. My velocity was down. It just snowballed. I knew the way I pitched last year, it wasn't the way I knew how to throw. So that being said, I hope next season I can come back out and recover from that, get healthy, and then go back to the way I pitched in 2009.
All right. And so obviously, I mean, I can't even imagine. It must have been really tough to throw through the injuries and that sort of thing.
It is. And pitchers pitch through soreness. I never got to the point where I couldn't pitch. I've always been a sore guy my whole career. Wake up next day, be sore here after I pitch or sore there. And then it got to the point where I actually had to tell my trainer, listen, my arm hurts. I can't do it. And they found out it was bone chips and a bone spur. So there was reasoning behind my soreness, and we got those removed. So hopefully next year just helps out or gets a little better.
Yeah. All right. Well, so now as a pitcher who's had a little taste of the big leagues now, can you describe for me kind of the differences between pitching to say, some hitters in the minors compared to major league quality hitters?
They're more disciplined, more patient, and they see pitches better. They hit mistakes a lot better. And that's the same way through the minor leagues. The higher levels you go, the better they hit mistakes. But it's the same as pitching in AAA. I still have to throw strikes. I still have to locate my pitches. I still have to pitch smart. It's all about execution and consistency. So pitching in the big leagues, it's an adrenaline rush. It's a great time with all the fans and stuff. And it's definitely what I thought it would always be. But at the same time, it's still the same game I was playing when I was 13, 14 years old. Still have to pitch the ball 60 feet, 6 inches. Still have to throw strikes. It is different because they're bigger, they're stronger, they're more disciplined. They hit balls further,
yeah.
But it's the same game as AAA.
Right, and actually, you just hit on something that I'd like to talk about a little further. Pitching smarts, and that's something that when you ask scouts, when you ask scouts for a scouting report on Toby Stoner, that's usually one of the first things that's always brought up is pitching smarts or pitching IQ. It's something that you've always been able to. It seems like you're always able to do is think ahead of the hitters. Can you talk about that aspect of pitching, like? How were you able to develop that ability? Is that something that you were just kind of born with? Does that kind of indicate your smarts off the field? Or is it just something that you have to develop?
I think it was a development of maturity. Like I said, when I was younger, in low A and rookie ball, I could rear back and throw a fastball at 92, 92 miles an hour and leave it up in the zone and get away with it. I mean, you do that in AAA in the big leagues, the ball's going to go out faster than it came in. So I had to learn how to pitch, and not just throw the ball, but I had to learn how to pitch. And what helped me was pitching to a situation, kind of you kind of want to put yourself in the hitter's shoes. At least me personally, I like to put myself in the hitter's shoes and think about what is he trying to do? Is he trying to go opposite way? Is he trying to get a fly ball to get a runner in? Is he trying to, what's he trying to do? And then, so I, like you said, I guess you could say I try to think one step ahead of the hitter. But that's what I do. I try to pitch backwards compared to what they're trying to do. So if he's trying to hit the ball, you know, a right-hander trying to hit the ball opposite field to get a runner over from second, I'm gonna try to, you know, pitch him inside or sink something in at his knees inside so he can roll over to the left side of the infield. At least execution, that's one thing, but that's my mental plan to go in, and that's what I want to try to do. So it's definitely trying to pitch to the situation.
Right. Now, is that something that you kind of do independently, or is it something that you work with the catcher, and how does that work?
I tell you what, I've been lucky to have catchers that do the same thing that I've worked well with. For example, like one of the best, Josh Tolley. He's so smart behind the plate, and he calls a great game. He and I worked great together when we played in Buffalo and in the big leagues. But it's just, and me as a pitcher, I have the final say in what pitch I throw, and I have the final decision. And if my catcher doesn't like it, he'll come out, and if there's some type of confusion, he'll come out and we'll talk. We'll see what he wants to do, what I want to do, and we'll find a happy medium that we can work with. But again, if I don't like something and I feel like he's trying to do something, then I'll call my pitch. Now, my catcher also might see something a little different. See how he sits in the box. See how he adjusts. Like, see what kind of swing he took on the previous pitch. The catcher see that type of stuff. So that's where my catcher definitely helps me in the aspect of pitching smart. I mean, I just don't go out there and just throw the ball whatever I want. I mean, it's a battery. We got to have a positive and negative working together, and that's what he and I can do. My catcher and I got to be on the same page. And whenever things are going smooth, it's a walk in the park. But and some of the funner games are whenever things aren't going smooth, and we actually have to work. You know, we have to work harder, and we just can't go up there and everything's on cruise control. But yeah, my catcher definitely helps, and just me trying to put myself in the hitter's shoes of what he's trying to do, and I try to pitch against what he's trying to do.
Right, and so you've been pretty impressed with Josh Tolley, especially as someone who he didn't quite start as a catcher, and so he's been a little late to the game. But I've heard from a lot of pitchers that he's really picked it up.
Yes, most definitely. Again, I didn't get to pitch him much this year, but I've watched him on TV, and he just calls a smart game. He's a leader. He's a young leader, a very young kid, and he's definitely got the smarts to be back there and help the pitcher out.
Right. All right, well, this is something that you kind of touched on a little bit. Your pitch has always been kind of known more for your ability to stay ahead of hitters and for your four-pitch mix rather than your dominant fastball to kind of blow guys away. So now, as a guy who doesn't possess that overwhelming velocity, what do you rely on specifically to be able to stay ahead of the hitters?
Getting ahead, first pitch strikes with any pitch, being an 0-0 or 1-0, being able to throw a changeup for a strike, being able to throw a slider where I want to, backdoor, break it off the outside corner, it don't matter. And that's whenever, of course, that was when I was healthy. I did not have that this past year. I could not, my changeup, it was popping out of my hand. It wasn't coming out like a fastball. My slider was very loopy. It was not sharp. I was leaving it up, and I was getting crushed. And I really think I've always been a location pitcher, and locating your fastball and getting ahead is probably the uno number one. But having a secondary and a third pitch is that I can throw for strikes anytime I wanted was definitely a helping hand. I'd have to say being able to throw, get ahead of hitters with the fastball and off speed stuff, throwing them for strikes, but then also being able to, if I was behind an account, being able to also throw my off speed stuff in fastball counts. I think that helped me out a lot also.
Right. All right. Now, throughout your career, in the minors at least, you've been a starting pitcher, but in your transition to the majors, you've been kind of looked at more as a relief guy. Is that a move that you've been comfortable with? Is it something you'd be comfortable with long term? And for you, what would you say the biggest differences between the two roles?
Well, I personally like being a starter because, like I said, I'm a sore guy. So if I pitch I pitch several innings. I mean, it takes me a couple of days to get ready to pitch on that, to pitch again.
Right.
If I'm a reliever, they could use me back-to-back days. They can use me with a one-day rest. I like being a starter because I know I have a routine. I've had a routine since I've been in college. Knowing when I pitch, knowing what to do, workout, exercising, conditioning, having all that set, my body's trained to do that. But if an organization like the Mets or I get traded someone and they want me as a reliever, if I can help out that team, that's going to be my job. If me being in the bullpen is what they need me to do, then I could definitely do that role. I'll do whatever they need. I'm not gonna sit there and say no, I can't be a reliever and be hard headed. I will do whatever will help the team, whatever they think will be the best interest of the team.
Right. Okay. Now, kind of going into that, I've got to ask you about the big news with the Mets of late, and that's the hiring of the new manager Terry Collins. Now, did you have a chance to work with him a lot last season in his role as the minor league field coordinator, and what were your impressions of him as kind of a teacher or instructor during spring training?
I only got a little bit of interaction with him because I got sent down last year in spring training towards the end, so I think I only had maybe a week, if that, in the minor league camp. But he's a great individual, very very smart guy. He's a player coach. He's a guy you can go up and talk to. You can talk to him face to face, man to man, or even friend to friend. He's a guy that you can sit down and talk to. You're not intimidated by him. You can be open with him. You're not scared of his position. Like, are you going to step on any toes by telling him this or talking about that or anything like that? I think he's a guy that you can come to about anything, and he'll respect you. He'll be straight up with you. He'll be honest with you. He's not going to beat around the bush and blow smoke. So he'll tell you straight up how it is. But then again, you can go to him about anything, and you will get his direct, honest opinion about it.
Right. Yeah, I've met him a little bit already, and he seems like a very, very direct guy.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And I'm excited to see what he does with the team. There's been a lot of moves and some things have been changed, but I think him having the reins is gonna be very, very exciting to see this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So going into this season, is there anything that you're focusing on specifically to kind of work on and improve with your pitching coaches?
I'd like to get back to the guy I was, the pitcher I was in 2009, where I could just rear back, throw fastball, put it where I want it, and throw 91, 92. Get my arm healthy, get it back into shape, that's my main focus, is be healthy this year. Be healthy, because I can't do anything if I'm not healthy. I learned that last year. I tried to battle. I tried to put my best effort forward, and it hurt me in the long run. I didn't get called up. I was keeping my team in the game the best that I could, but it wasn't doing me any good because it wasn't showing, the big league club that, oh, this guy can pitch up there in the big leagues.
Mm.
At least not in 2010, because I'm not putting up numbers. I'm not doing what I was able to do in 2009. Mm. So getting healthy is the main thing, and then getting back to the pitcher I was in 2009.
All right. Now, this is one that I've been wondering about. As a former 16th round pick back in 2006, do you ever feel like you've got to prove yourself more than some of the higher round guys who might have gotten taken early with the big bonus or whatever? Do you feel like you kind of have to prove yourself a little bit more?
No, I've never put that pressure on myself. I was overwhelmed and very, very appreciative of even the opportunity to even play professional baseball. If I went in the sixth round, the 16th round, or the 48th round, I was just... Once you get drafted and you sign that contract, whatever, you get the bonus or you get whatever you get, it's an even clean slate from there. Everybody that got drafted in 2006, you got to go out there and you got to perform, and you have to show them that you can play the game. It doesn't matter what round you win. Everyone's going to get a chance, and you just got to go out there and you got to perform and you got to get out. So at least as a pitcher, you got to go out there and get out. And pitch smart and pitch the best you can, and always learn something new. I've learned so much in the past 5 years that I've never thought I would ever learn as much. I thought I knew a lot about baseball until, you know, you get in a professional organization and then, like, I'm, like, dissecting things, dissecting hitters, like, taking different mental approaches on the mound. It's learning so much about the game. It's unbelievable. So there's guys out there that can pitch the crap out of the ball. There's guys that are just awesome, but there's a lot of guys that put pressure on themselves that they buckle or they can't handle, for example, being away from home for long periods of time or pitching in front of big crowds or like I said before, putting all the pressure on them to win the game instead of let the other eight players help you. So there's different variables that cause people to break and not and then succeed, and I've always pretty much taught myself pressure is only what I put on myself. So if I just go out there and I just have the mental approach, like, hey, I'm just playing a game and just throw strikes, the same thing I've done for years and years and years now, and that seemed to be working for me. So I'm gonna stick with that mental approach and just go with that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, I usually like to finish these things off with a little lightning round of personal questions about you guys to kind of just learn more about the players off the field a little bit. So okay. I'm just going to give you a quick question. Just give me the quick answer back.
All right.
Favorite TV show?
Don't have a favorite TV show. Outdoor Channel, hunting and fishing.
Okay. So you're a hunting guy.
Yes, most definitely.
All right. Last movie you saw and how was it?
I just saw The Fighter last night. It was definitely different than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be better.
Really? I've heard a lot of good things about it. You didn't like it?
I thought it was going to be about, you know, Mark Wahlberg being a big stud fighter, but here it's actually about his coked out brother more than about the fighter himself. So it was a different angle than what I was going into the movie to see.
Right. Maybe I'll pass and go see Tron tonight then. All right. Now, if I turned on your iPod right now, what would be playing?
Country music.
Country music. So you are a hardcore country boy.
Live in the mountains. Straight up redneck.
All right. All right. One more. Who was your favorite ball player growing up?
Ryan Sandberg.
All right. Well, I think that about wraps it. Toby, I appreciate the time this morning. Enjoy the rest of your off season. Good luck with with the rehab and going into camp, and hopefully we'll be able to catch up a little bit during spring training.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Toby.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.